You're listening to SBS News.
Irpin, on the outskirts of Kyiv, has been a major area of conflict in recent weeks as Russian troops sought to advance towards the Ukrainian capital. But as Ukrainian forces make gains against Russian troops in some parts of the country, they've managed to reclaim full control of the town. President Volodymyr Zelensky says while it's welcome news, they're prepared for further attacks.
It's still too early to talk about safety in this part of the region. Fighting continues. Russian troops hold the north of Kyiv region under control. They have resources and manpower. They are trying to rebuild destroyed units. The level of 90% of losses is not an argument for them to stop.
The situation in the southern city of Mariupol isn't as promising. Officials warn the humanitarian crisis in the besieged city is catastrophic, with around 5,000 residents dead. Alina Beskrovna managed to escape from Mariupol with her mother several days ago and is now in Poland.
Yesterday I found out I don't have a home to go back to because it was bombed and it collapsed. My dad is missing. I had the last communication with him on the 27th. He said he would make his way by foot to where we were sheltering if the situation became dire. And then when the situation did become dire, he never showed up. There's no cell phone service. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's alive.
The 31-year-old says many of the city's residents are living in basements without food, water, medicine, gas, electricity or heating.
The situation in Mariupol is just horrific. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a mass murder that's happening at the hands of the Russians. The estimated number, I think, is very low of civilians that are trapped in the city. The official number is about 100,000 to 200,000. I think it's closer to 300,000.
The European Union has so far received 3.8 million Ukrainian refugees, half of whom are children. To help those displaced by the war, the United Kingdom and Australia are chartering two planes carrying hygiene kits, solar lights, kitchen sets, blankets, and other basic necessities. The planes are bound for Poland, where more than 1.5 million Ukrainians are taking shelter, with the cargo to be distributed by the United Nations Refugee Agency. While face-to-face peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian diplomats are set to resume in Turkey within the next day, both sides are playing down expectations of a breakthrough. That's not being helped by reports that Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich and Ukrainian negotiators were targets of a suspected poisoning attack in Kyiv earlier this month. Several media outlets say the longtime owner of Chelsea FC and at least two senior Ukrainian diplomats developed symptoms, including red and painful watery eyes, as well as peeling skin on their face and hands after the unofficial peace talks. It's not clear who's responsible for the alleged attack, but those targeted are blaming hardliners in Russia who they say are seeking to disrupt ongoing discussions to end the fighting. Meanwhile, United States President Joe Biden is standing by a controversial comment he made over the weekend that his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, cannot remain in power.
I was expressing the moral outrage I felt toward this man. I wasn't articulating a policy change. And I think that, he continues on this course that he's on. He is going to become a pariah worldwide. And who knows what he becomes at home in terms of support.
Amy Hall, SBS News.